Welcome to Only We Matter podcast.
I'm Jack.
And I'm Brandon. And
only we matter. So grab your Java juice and let's dig in.
Okay, women actually have some things to offer in our world as well.
So, you know, I'm thinking as you're saying that, I'm thinking about, so what does that look like? So men are on board now. That's great. So what does that look like for just common courtesy or like opening the door of the store for a woman or the car door or carrying your bags in or shoveling off? As I look out my window, we have like a schwack load of snow. So, you know, brushing the snow off the car for your spouse. Like, what is that? What does that look like? Is that
the word chivalry?
It is definitely the word chivalry. And how many people really know what that means anymore?
Yeah, I think that has come along with it, where those traditional roles have diminished. I think that chivalry diminishes as well. Now, not to say that there's not a huge, even pockets of it throughout the world, but I think it's less assumed that someone opens the door, like a man opens the door for the woman or the brushing off of the snow. It's way less assumed now and more of a someone has to tell that guy to do that kind of thing. They maybe haven't even seen that from their parents at this point. Guys in their 20s, maybe. And so I think that has diminished a bit as well, those roles of who does what in the relationship, and chivalry is a part of that, I think.
It's amazing when I'll go to walk into Tim Hortons or McDonald's because, one, I love McDonald's coffee, and two, I love Tim's sandwiches.
Of course.
You know, I mean, those are... Tim's is completely Canadian, and you know, we love those restaurants.
Absolutely.
But going into those restaurants, those fast food places, it's amazing when a man will hold the door open for me.
Yeah.
And I act somewhat surprised, because I am, first of all, because it's a younger man than me, and hopefully he's not looking at me like I'm aged or something, but he's opening the door and I say thank you, and the smile on his face is amazing.
Yeah.
Because everybody's surprised, because it doesn't happen anymore.
And everyone's surprised, and it's so rewarding, right?
Yeah, absolutely. It's rewarding. Wow, somebody values me.
Yeah.
Values me not as a, you know, as a woman, but more so just as another human being. But I don't see guys opening doors for other guys.
Yeah, probably less of that. But the guy feels value too in that instance, right? He doesn't
know it
when he doesn't open the door. He doesn't know what he's missing, right? That if I just open this door right now, there's that smile there. There's that helping thing that is just within us that we desire to do. And often we just don't tap into that.
So I'm just reading this quote, and it talks about each other's equal, and it says, this is the most important one of them all. You need to be each other's equal. Relationships aren't about who's in front. They're about who gets to make the decisions. They are about being even and equal with each other, to give each other the same respect and love, to have the same expectations from one another, to not see down upon one another. Take equal part in each other's lives. So what do we think about that?
Yeah, I think what that brings is that equality of humanity into play within the relationship, that there's not one who's lesser than the other. And so we're all a part of the decision-making, you know? What I don't think this means, though, is that we don't bring roles. I think there's still roles. I think maybe now they're more skill-based. And I think that's what my generation wants them to be, is more skill-based roles rather than stereotypical roles.
Yeah, That's a really great point. So can you expand upon that?
So, for example, I'm okay with money, right? So I'm okay with managing it, and I want to know where it's going. I want to be able to budget it. Whereas my wife really doesn't care. She knows that money is coming in and we spend it, and that's as far as it goes. And so unless I bring her into that process, it doesn't, nothing really happens with her. So, and we're okay with
that.
We're okay with doing that. Part of the trade-off, now this isn't going to sound like it's an opposite thing, but I'm like, I absolutely hate laundry. I hate it. I did it. I've done it since I was 7 years old, and I just hate it. And so that was part of the trade-off. And sometimes she comes back to me and says, oh, did we agree to that? Can you please put in a load of laundry? And I was like, yes, yes, I can. And that's how it goes.
Yes, because you want to keep peace.
Right, absolutely. There's that as well. But there is that skill set where, you know, she enjoys it a little more than I do. So there's that enjoyment aspect as well. Yeah, but I think it's skill-based too.
Yeah. So we're talking about marriages, but what happens in a dating relationship?
It's a very good question. Thanks for listening to today's episode.
You've been with Brandon and Jack on Only We Matter. Your Java juice has got to be close to being done, and so are we.
I have to go to the bathroom.
Awesome. And on that note, we're out of here. You can find us at Instagram, Only We Matter, and on Facebook, Only We Matter Podcast.
And you can subscribe to us here on iTunes.
So go out and make a great day and strengthen your crack.
See you later.